We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. A big game coming up this Friday as Cam takes on Audubon. We'll have coverage here on KSOM and talking to now one of the senior leaders for this Wheeler football team. They come in with a 3-0 record, Carson Wessel, with us here on KSOM. And Carson, how do you feel about this football team, especially after a nice 3-0 start and a big game with the Cougars?
Yeah, I feel confident. Our guys have really put in the work and effort to be the best we can. I think we can do something special this year.
So I guess the first thing is, how healthy are you? I know this past week, you didn't really play, you didn't throw the ball any. Aiden Kiergaard kind of threw a couple of times. Paxton did late. But you still got out there and ran nine times for 128 and four touchdowns. You were nicked up to start the season. How healthy are you now?
Yeah, I'm like pretty well back. I had a shoulder injury in week zero scrimmage, and then kind of wanted to take it easy the first couple weeks and just see where I was. And they knew they didn't want to. I didn't really want to get hurt, like hurt it again, and have to sit out even longer. So we just tried to keep the throwing motion to a minimum, and I feel like we didn't really have to throw at all the last 3 weeks, and Aiden does a really good job with throwing routes and knowing his reads and all that stuff.
So how is that working in the backfield between you and Aiden, and then Mason, Casper Bauer, and Paxton, I think, might get some playing time as well. How's all that work?
We all have different running styles and different speeds, and we all like to do things a little differently, and Mason kind of like goes really well with me and Aiden. Aiden likes to run to the edge and just beat you with his speed, and he's got track speed. He's really fast, and Mason's also really fast, and he's not afraid to run anybody over. He likes to get downhill pretty quick, and I just lean forward and fall forward, get a couple more yards from when the contact is, and I think we contemplate like contribute to our scheme pretty well, all three of us.
Is it mostly you at quarterback or Aiden at quarterback, or do you like flip flop that? Or
yeah, it's about every 3-4 plays we rotate just to keep us fresh, and since we pretty well run the quarterback pretty often and running back.
So it seems like maybe you're flipping roles a little bit. Last year was you and Olson, and now you it seems like that you've kind of taken over Olson's role and Aiden's kind of taken over your role. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. His shoe is always on the other foot. Not only that, but you also had a big pick six, returned a pick for about 20 yards for a touchdown. What has been your defense? I'm sure that coach Burks has limited your defensive play to keep you healthy. Are you going to see more time, you think, on the defensive side?
Yeah, he's trying to keep me healthy. He's also rotating people in and trying to limit those injuries on other people. And I feel like our linebackers are one of the best, really. And our defense has been doing really good with, I'm not sure how many picks we have. And our D-line puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback when they're throwing. And it's really a lot of people, like, don't really understand what like their reads are and how they like think through stuff and process stuff really fast. And those front five are really help us on our, on the defensive side.
Can you go through those guys up there? Front five that play for you?
Yeah. Isaac Sorensen, really big body up front. He covers the hole pretty well, and he gets side to side pretty quick. And then Hayden and Brady Weber at the end are quick. They're good. They set the edge and allow our linebackers to fill. And so that really puts a damper on other teams running and makes them one-dimensional and make them have to throw the ball.
Awesome. It's just been amazing, the start of the season for your football team and the numbers that have you put up. How hungry was this team to begin the year?
We were pretty hungry. After last year, we ended losing to Remsen. Everybody was pretty upset with themselves, and we returned a lot, and we had a lot of depth last year, and people played a lot. So we were pretty hungry, and we knew we could do something special this year, and I still think we can. And Austin and Carter, especially, even like really hungry, as they sustained injuries late last season. Austin was out after the Glidden game, and Carter, I think, hurt his other knee in the East Mills game, maybe. So they just wanted to get back out there.
Right. So important to have those guys back for you and playing football now. What was it like when you had that chance to beat Remsen again in the first game?
It felt really good. None of us really played our best last year against them, and they just really wanted to come back out and get a win against the team that killed us last year.
The other thing is it seemed like at the start of the season, I was looking at some of the preseason polls, and I don't know if you pay any attention to that, but not a lot of people had Audubon even in their top 10 or on their radar coming into the season. Now, I vote in a preseason poll and weekly, and I had Audubon ranked fourth. And it seemed like I was on an island. Do you pay attention to anything like that? Is that a motivator for you?
Yeah, it's a big motivator for us. The guys put some posters in the locker room and weight room, and we just really wanted to prove people wrong and make sure they knew that we're still here, we're still on the radar, and we can make a run for it.
Well, I think you got everybody's attention after the week one win over Remsen. How important is football to you?
It's pretty important to me. All summer we're preparing for the football season, and we're going to lifting and summer workouts, and I feel like our culture through the football program and lifting program is big in our school. A lot of guys look forward to the season, and I think it's starting to show.
This team continues to find ways to win. How do you think that culture is transferred from year to year to year, from generation to generation, do you think?
I think it's transferred pretty well. All the young kids watch, and I feel like they look up to us and want to be on the field when they get older. And it helps when we have a lot of young guys that start, and they'll be here for another couple of years, and they'll be able to transfer it down to the next generation. And I think we'll be good for the next couple of years. And I think everybody in our school just looks forward to the football season.
How do you think you have evolved as a player? Like, if you look back from you as a freshman to now as a senior, how far have you come?
I feel like I've come a long ways. I wasn't really the biggest when I was my freshman, sophomore year, and I've put on a couple pounds and some muscle, and I feel like just being comfortable with myself and my abilities has also been a big part.
Like, who, when you were younger, who were some of the Audubon players that you looked up to?
My freshman year, I believe, it was Cooper and G-Lars that were seniors, and they really set the tone and leadership and, like, shoes that we had to fill when they left.
And right now, you look at this football team, and, you know, it's you as a senior, but then you look, Aiden's a sophomore, Paxton, a sophomore, Brody Otten has got a few carries. He's a freshman. Mason's a sophomore. What does that say about your team when you have, you were mentioning earlier that this team is set for the future, not only the present, but the future. But what does that say when you see a lot of talented players that are getting time and getting the chances?
I feel good knowing that we have a lot of young guys that are getting reps and are able to compete at the varsity level and are really thriving there. And it makes them, like, look forward to the future and knowing they can get better and grow over time.
So you're a senior. What would you like to do after you graduate? Have you given much thought to that?
Yeah, I plan to go to Iowa State, and I think I might major in ag business or engineering. I'm not really sure which one yet.
Okay, so you're not. It's always a big choice. Sometimes is you don't go to a smaller school, maybe play some sports, or go to a bigger school and start an academic following. So you don't want to play sports at a small school.
I've been thinking about it. I'm not really 100% sure, but I've kind of been leaning toward going out of state and majoring in one of those two.
Has any colleges, like, approach you about playing football or some other sport?
No, not really. I've gotten a couple of emails and letters from colleges that want me to come to, like, a showcase or some tryout thing, but I haven't really gone to any.
Okay. All right. Well, Good for you. I mean, it sounds like you got a plan there at Iowa State, so that's awesome. So let's talk about this week's game, your last chance to play Cam. What does this rivalry mean to you?
It means a lot. This rivalry has been going on for a long time, and last year beating them at I think it was their place really set the tone for like the rivalry and how far back it goes. And I feel comfortable and I have trust in our guys, and we're pretty physical and big, and our scheme from our coaches, and our coaches really set us up for success.
What do you see from this Cam football team? I mean, they're probably the best team that you've played yet so far this year, do you think?
Yeah, they'll be good. They got some dudes up front and at running back and quarterback, and they'll be good. They'll be physical. They'll be well coached, and we'll just have to prepare even more for it.
Yeah. Do emotions run stronger in games like this?
Yeah, definitely. Even going from other sports and this rivalry with them, and I feel like this year we're more hungry. We're ready, and I think we just really want it.
What do you think are the keys to this game?
I think it starts up front. I think our D-line, O-line have to set the tone, and I think we should have to out-physical them. Our blockers have done really well, and I think that'll be our strength.
Well, it should be a great football game, and we will be in Anita with coverage on KSOM. It all starts with a 7 o'clock kick, and, of course, everything starts with the scouting report at 5 with all of our activities in between. And, Carson, looking forward to seeing your Wheelers play. It's always fun when the Wheelers and Cougars get together, and this week should be a special game just like past weeks. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Carson Wessel, senior for Audubon football, joining us here on KSOM.